Ja, denna onsdag och denna jinglet ringar igång här. Kalle Bäckström, du är med mig även denna dag.
Och det är även Jan Lundgren, inte direkt men via pianot.
Så via pianot.
Spelar vår låt som hör sommaren till. Han kanske kan trolla fram sommarväder den här veckan.
Ja, det kan vi verkligen hoppas. Vi har också fint besök. Bob Medina, welcome or welcome back. You've been here before.
Yes, thank you very much.
Bobby is, ska vi ta det? We'll take it in English and a little in Swedish. Some or a couple of numbers of these tunes will be performed by Frans, the very well known in Ystad, or in Sweden, I should say, very well known singer. But he's not a jazz man, this boy. You haven't met him.
Have you met him, Frans?
No, I haven't met him. I'm really excited. It's really cool.
So he's the winner of the Swedish music competition Melodifestivalen.
Yeah. When they try to qualify for the Eurovision.
Yes, I've seen that before at times. You know, we don't really see that over there on our side, but I've been over here and I've followed it a few times.
Yes, okay. Bobby Baden som blåst in. He played the inauguration tune from Maria Tjurkens Tower 2 years ago.
That's right. I remember that like it was yesterday. That was very, very special. And I'm excited to see the sax player this year, I think, that's playing up there, right?
Yeah, no, he's from Japan.
He's from Japan. Yeah. So we changed from the US to the Japan. But he has a harpist with him, but he's going to perform from the tower anyway.
Yeah, playing. You're not going to carry that thing up there.
He started today. We'll be there on Wednesday. No.
Yeah. But yeah, it was 2 years ago. What have you been up to?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What haven't I been up to? I've done a lot of different things. I do a lot of different things. I've been focusing a little bit more on getting involved in music education in schools. Mm-hmm. So I work, I go into schools and work with jazz bands and do guest artist appearances and stuff like that with high schools and colleges and things like that. It's kind of nice because you get to kind of keep kids fired up and excited about it, you know, and help the next generation come up. And then, I produce different shows and I work with some theaters and casinos and things like that. I have a project that happened right after the last time we got together. And I got to speaking with somebody about this question that I always get. And the question is, do you play any music of Herb Alpert?
Herb Alpert.
And I said, you know, I don't really, but I said I grew up with this music. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass were huge.
Yes, you got about 4 into it.
She's too young. She's too young. She doesn't know.
Herb Alpert hördes man på radio varje dag under 60-talet, slutet av någonting sånt, ja. Och vad säger lyssnarna, måste vi översätta allt eller en del eller vad?
Ja, vi kan sammanfatta lite så alla hänger med, tycker jag.
Kan du sammanfatta då vad vi hörde nyss?
Ja, han pratade lite om att han är mer engagerad i utbildning i musik också här.
Ja. Och vi tror att lyssnarnas kunskap i engelska är ganska god.
Alltså. Vi får hoppas det.
Bobby, you have relations to Sweden anyway, to Ystad.
I do. My wife is from this area here, and we have Murmur lives here also.
Okay.
And I have a lot of family in the area, actually. Uh-huh.
And you have been touring, and you will be touring. You are touring around the year the globe.
Yeah, I do different things. So I go to Portugal after this to go do some concerts out there with another big band. It's supposed to be really hot out there.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. So from here you go strictly direct to Lisbon.
Well, yeah, we go to Lisbon and then we go to the Algarve. Algarve, down in the south. Yeah.
That's a place we know very well.
Yeah, so we're going to be down in, I'm not sure, Quartera, Albufera. So we'll be down there for about almost a week. And then I come back and hope for just a couple days and pack up and go back home. And
Busy life.
Yeah, busy.
Can you tell our listeners a bit more about your music?
Yeah, you know, last time I was here, we had a very special project that was an international project, as you probably remember, which was the Latin American Jazz Experience. Mm-hmm. And it was more a Latin show and with a small group. And this year, it's going to be a big band show. And so we've created some brand new arrangements specifically to premiere them here in Ystad at this concert. And there's a wide variety of stuff that we're doing. So, yes, there is going to be a little bit of Latin jazz there, big band. There's going to be some regular straight-ahead jazz. We have some fun calypso jazz that I think people might like, and a good variety of music that people, I think, will really enjoy.
Det blir en präktig mix av musik, berättar.
Ja, det blir det. Han berättar här att det är jazz men också latino-inspirerat som Bobby Medina är känd för, kan man väl ändå säga. Mm. Och sen så berättar han då också att det kommer vara storband som vi ser mycket fram emot, Kalle, eller hur?
Jo. Vad heter det? Det blir väl, hur stort är bandet? How many band?
I think there's 18.
18, okay.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had to ask them to bring in a little bit extra, and they've been very, very accommodating. I'm so excited to work with these guys. They've been some of the nicest guys so far, and accommodating. You know, I asked, because there's some Latin stuff in addition to Pele's drumming. I've asked them if they could find a percussionist, a really good percussionist, because Latin music just isn't quite the same without it.
I know.
And then also a guitarist, because some of the stuff need a little bit of guitar for some of the bossa nova and some of that kind of music. So so they've been very accommodating, and I think that made the band a little bit bigger. I think it's 5 saxes, 4 trumpets, 4 trombones, piano, bass, drums, guitar, and percussion. And of course, Franz.
So det blir rejält sound på teatern på...
Ja, det kan man tänka sig. Ja. Massa folk och massa instrument också då, och Frans som ska vara med och jassa loss lite där. Mm. Vi får se hur det går. Det ska bli väldigt spännande, eller hur? Ja, häftigt avslut där på Libertango som är en av låtarna som Bobby Medina är med på då. Och vi har ju Bobby på plats i studion, Kalle Bäckström är också här, vår jazzexpert, och vi snackar jazz varje dag hela denna vecka, eller hur Kalle?
Jo, vi snackar jazz, vi spelar jazz och vi lyssnar på jazz. This is a jazz week in Ystad. Och som Thomas berättade här förleden på radion så är ju Ystad Jazz Sweden Jazz International Festival en av de bästa i världen. Det är inte vi som tycker det är just det. Man får alltså internationellt beröm.
Ja.
You understand, baby, yes. So we're very proud here in Ystad.
You should be. This is a great festival, and I've played festivals all over the world. And I do have to say this is amazing. I even was on the Pogtoget yesterday. Yeah. And there's like ads and stuff running on there. It was pretty cool to see.
Mm. Och inte minst, not the least, the surroundings, the different venues we are performing concerts.
Yeah.
Make listeners go to and see, if they haven't seen them before, places in Ystad worth seeing.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
But what do you think is so good about this festival? Like,
well, everything. It's the surrounding, you know, it's the people that run it. Of course, Jan and Thomas, they've put this thing together in a way where it just makes it special. I mean, they have this group of people here, you know, everybody from the volunteers. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys are amazing that spend all their time and energy helping out. Without them, it wouldn't work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the setting, I think the variety of music, I think the way they just, the excitement about it and the way, I mean, the way they treat everybody. I mean, they think of everything. I mean, they appointed me a driver here, Anders Larsson, as you know, who speaks Spanish better than I do. It's embarrassing. You know, he took great care of us last time we were here, and he's become a very close friend who also happens to drive me around once in a while.
Ja, han säger då här, Bobby, att han tycker att festivalen är väldigt bra arrangerad med alla volontärer. Och så, till och med fått skjuts hit har han fått idag. Vilken lyx, eller hur, Kalle?
Jo, det är vi tänker på allt i den här festivalen. Mm. På allt och på alla. Så att, men det är rätt som Robbie säger. Jan och Thomas drar ett fantastiskt lass alltså. Och logistiken på den här festivalen är ohyggligt stor, kan jag säga.
Mm. Kul att musikerna uppskattar det så mycket, tycker jag.
Ja, och de serveras mat där uppe på teatern. Där har vi alltså utskänkning, och det är bara det att traktera ett par hundra personer varje dag. Va?
Mm.
Och ska vi kunna säga också, fast Bobby här har inte med maten att göra, men de gör ett förträffligt arbete där uppe. Och speciellt berömd blir ju deras kålpudding.
Den har vi ätit.
Ja,
den är god. Den ska nämnas.
Quincy Jones brought it. He had to have this, vad heter det, kål? Det var cabbage pudding. He had to have some with him back to the States.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, you will taste it, Bobby.
Mm.
Where in the world do you think is the finest audience who really seem to appreciate what you're doing?
Well, I think this is one of the places. I don't think you can find a better audience than here in Ystad, really. And I have been to a lot of places, you know.
That's why I asked. I thought you would say that.
The south side of Chicago is also great as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you survive getting out of there, you know.
Al Capone and his gang, yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you perform at a lot of places in the world, but you still have a dream place, like you want to go there. And
I think this is it for me. I mean, I really do. I mean, I mean it in all sincerity. I think this is a great, great place to come back to and visit. And I have such great, you know, family ties here and such great feelings about it. You know, I do like it. I do like Portugal a lot. It's another beautiful country. It's a whole different scene over there, but I really like the people there. I love the food there, and I have some very, very good friends. And I have to tell you a little story, if you don't mind.
Yes.
That for Father's Day, you know, I know my background to a degree. I know that my mother was from Mexico, and she was part Austrian, and I know my father's from the United States, but he's part Hispanic and he's part Native American, and he was a little bit French, and that's kind of what we knew. So I've always wanted to do this DNA test. Yeah. And so for Father's Day, my family got me a DNA test. So I did it. We sent it in, and I just got the results back. And I found out that I'm 33% Native American, which is Native American from all of the Americas, North America, South, Central America, and South America. So I kind of knew that already. And I did find, you know, we have Austrian, that area is there. And but what I found out is I'm 14%, it's Greek. And Greek and Italian.
Oh, Greek, Italian, Österreichisch, Amerikanisch, yeah.
And then there's some other things in there, but of course, I did find out that I'm part, and I've loved Portugal for many, many years, and I know that I have some ties to Spain because they were down in Mexico, but now I can say that I have ties to Portugal, and I think that's why I like to travel so much and discover things. And then lastly, I found out that they say I'm 2% Swedish.
Those
Portuguese and Greek guys, I think they like the Swedish girls. So there's somebody came up here in my past.
Berättar att på fars dag så gjorde han ett DNA-test, för han har alltid velat kolla upp hur mycket han hade av olika, vad säger man, olika länder i sina gener då, liksom. 2% svensk kunde vi konstatera.
Ja, och grekiska och österrikiska.
Och det var allt möjligt.
Ja, och bägge, både nord- och sydamerikanska. Ja. So you are really international.
I'm like a dog running around in the street.
Okay. A dog that plays very good music.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to a new song here, Sierra. Yeah.
This is a really kind of an interesting project. You were asking me what I've been up to. And one of the things that I've been up to is for about 6 years, I'm a founding member of this band in Seattle called the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. Mm-hmm. And we got together to just start playing music. It's a smaller, we still call it a big band or jazz ensemble, but it's a 10-piece band. It's sort of a reduced size band. Mm-hmm. And we have some singers that come in it. And we play the music of a gentleman that's an older guy now, whose name is Bob Hammer. And Bob Hammer's a great arranger. I think he's close to 90 now. And he's written for Sinatra, Sammy Davis.
Okay.
He was a staff writer for Impulse Records back in the 60s. So he wrote the complete albums for Charles Mingus, Johnny Hartman, people like that. So in this band, we play a lot of mostly his music and arrangements. And so he writes arrangements for different people in the band. And so we have been working on a recording for, I don't know, like 2 years. No. Whenever we can get in, we'll go out and do a song or two or whatever. And it's taken forever to do this thing. But he wrote me a piece, and it's called Siora, which is a piece that Lee Morgan had a big hit with and made quite famous. And so, if you want to hear it, we can play a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Of course you want to hear it. Sierra här i detta program som heter Horisont. Det är onsdag och vi snackar jazz här och Bobby Medina är på plats i studion och så även Kalle Bäckström.
Och ikväll är Bobby Medina med storband på plats på Ystad teater.
Mm.
Det är därför han är här.
Det är därför han är här, ja.
För att han ska vara på teater ikväll.
Yeah.
Så är det. Och Bobby har, som vi hör nu, internationella gener. You are a real international global man.
When you're traveling around, do your family, they go with you?
Not all the time. Sometimes it depends on where I'm traveling. We love to travel as a family, and when we can, we do. And of course, if I have a gig in Sweden, they have to come.
Mm.
this time my daughter did not come because she just graduated from university. She's an artist herself, working with ceramics and some very interesting things. So she's back home working this time. But our son came out here. He's a budding jazz musician as well. He plays saxophone and clarinet and flute.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and of course my wife loves to come up here and anytime she can to visit her mother and family.
Mm-hmm.
And we just like to travel. But a lot of times when I'm traveling in the States primarily, I go by myself. It's a little easier,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she can't, you know, we have school going on for the kids and this and that. So
mm-hmm. How did you meet your wife?
I met her working on a cruise ship, believe it or not. I was playing in the house band there, and she was a massage therapist down on D-deck.
Sounds romantic already.
Det får du säga på svenska, Julia.
Vi pratade om hur han träffade sin fru som du har i Ystad-koppling, och han var ute och cruisade och spelade där då. Och sen så gick han på massage, och då träffade han sin fru.
Mm. And the rest is history, as
rest
they
is
say.
History. There we are. Det är du som styr och ställer.
Det är jag som styr och ställer, och vi måste väl tyvärr ta och avsluta nu, för tiden tickar iväg och vi ska ha lite reklam och så på detta. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here, and I'm really looking forward to this doing this show and seeing a lot of the other artists that are here performing as well.
Mm. Ja.
Och vi ser också mycket fram emot kvällen. Kalle, du ska vara där.
Jag vet inte hur många finns biljetter kvar till den här konserten. Jag tror inte det.
Men vi har ju såna pressgrejer, du vet.
Så jag ska ju dit. Vi listar oss alltid in på något vis.
Det gör vi.
Bobby, thank you very much for coming here, and all the best.
Thank you guys as well. Appreciate it.